Today I'm going to tease you. You ready? All right, let's do it. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I got a juicy one for you today. Gals, I'm going to tease you today. This is a teaser snippet. What's a teaser snippet? Well, I'm super excited beyond belief to announce our next book study is upcoming. Let me explain what a book study is here in Snippetland. I'm Becca Jacobson, and if you're new to Snippetland, welcome, my dear. Welcome home. This is where you belong if you're over 40 and struggling with alcohol. For those of you who keep right on coming back, I love you, dears. Thank you so much. Those of you who know and have been around long enough, you know that periodically here in Snippetland, we do book studies. I'm a former English professor, and I couldn't help bringing that skill with me into Snippetland when I retired. We do not read every word of books and then sit and read them on the podcast, and it's not dry, it's not boring. And in fact, to do a book study with us here in Snippetland, you don't even have to read the book, although many women choose to. Here's how we do it. We take amazing books, most of them from the past, and we look at them through the lens of alcohol-free living and emotional growth. We look at them through the lens of the lives we're trying to build here to make this the best chapter of your life and my life. Most of them are personal development, and they are so powerful. Well, last year, we looked at Florence Scovel Shinn's amazing little book from the 1920s called The Game of Life and How to Play It. I love that title. Man, she nailed it with that title. Guess what, gals? We're revisiting that book, and I'm probably going to do it annually because that book, like everything else worthwhile, deserves to be looked at in depth. To just skim over it, it puts us in the realm of surface dwelling. Not only that, but many of you are new here in Snippetland, and you weren't there for the last time. It's available. You could scroll back in the over 600 snippets that are available. You'll find it. But this year, we're digging in again. I found some new angles in that book, some extra quotes I want to include. How do you prepare for this book study and what's it going to be like? Well, let me start by giving you a quote from this book. So I opened it up in my Kindle, and here's what I want to give you from The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. She starts this book by saying, quote, "Most people consider life a battle, but it is not a battle. It is a game. To play successfully the game of life, we must train the imaging faculty. A person with an imaging faculty trained to image only good brings into his life every righteous desire of his heart. Health, wealth, love, friends, perfect self-expression, his highest ideals. Whatever man feels deeply or images clearly is impressed upon the subconscious mind and carried out in minutest detail." End quote. All right, a couple of things first. Let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. In the 1920s, even women used the masculine pronoun. So we're just going to let it go. Get over it now. If it's bothering you, please let it go. Water off the duck's back. Let her go, babe. That's how people spoke. It's how they wrote. Florence Scovel Shinn, if there was a woman who believed in women's power, there's one of them right there. And she wrote like this because that's how they wrote. So we just let it go. It's not worth getting hooked up on. If you can't unhook yourself from it, then you may not want to read this book. I'm not going to try and change the pronoun. We have more important things to worry about. I know this woman believed in women and their power. How could she not? So I'm going to give you also a little bit of background on Florence today so you can get excited about this book and start to prepare. When is this book study anyway? We are starting on the 9th of February. That's a Monday. And starting on the 9th of February, we're going to look at this book every Monday for the following 6 Mondays. That will take us through the important parts of this book. And it's going to be amazing. So there's 2 ways you could prepare. The first way would be just show up on Monday the 9th and listen. Done. Or you could grab that book now and start reading it. See what you think. Are you interested? What did you find in there? What quotes would you pull out? It's a beautiful little book, well worth reading, keeping in mind at all times the era in which it was written, 100 years ago, right? So to prepare, you can either do nothing or do something, but just show up, babe. Just be here in whatever way feels right for you. I'm very excited to look again at this book because what I do in my own personal life, when I find something good, a good book, I never read it once. I'm always rereading them. And every time I do, I find something new. Yes, it limits the number of books I can read, but I don't care. I'd rather be able to say I've read 10 books and I understand them and I've practiced them than I've read 100 books. What do they mean? Oh, I can't remember what they said, but I've read them. Well, whatever. If you want to surface dwell through the your library, go ahead. It's not what we do in Snippetland. So let's talk about Florence Scovel Shinn and why we should get excited about reading her. Well, first of all, I love to, maybe I'm taking a little bit of extra license, but I love to refer to Florence Scovel Shinn as Flossie. That's what her friends called her, and I consider her a friend of Snippetland. Flossie was born in 1871 and died in 1940. The Game of Life and How to Play It was published in 1925, 101 years ago. Flossie was an American spiritual teacher, illustrator, and metaphysical writer who became one of the most influential voices of the early New Thought movement. There's a powerful woman, right? She started her career as a commercial artist and book illustrator in New York City, moved in creative and theatrical circles before shifting into spiritual teaching and one-on-one coaching, which she called classes and spoken treatments. Her work blends Christian scripture, metaphysical principles, affirmations, and practical psychology into simple, story-driven teachings about how thought, belief, and spoken word shape lived experience. Oh, wow, right? I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Here's a little more on her. Shinn wasn't an academic philosopher. Her power came from translation. She took abstract spiritual ideas and made them usable. Now, here's the background of The Game of Life and How to Play It. It was published in 25, as I say, and it's her best-known work. The title, you know, how can you fail with a title like that? Why this book mattered? At the time, the approach was radical but accessible. I think many of us don't realize that the New Thought movement or metaphysical teachings began over 100 years ago. We think that it was probably mostly conservative Christian thought, but she was, yes, a Christian, but also did her own interpretation of the Christian Bible. This book reframes success, prosperity, and healing not as luck or punishment, but as outcomes tied to consciousness and belief patterns. I want to read that again. This book that you and I are going to study together reframes success, prosperity, and healing not as luck or punishment, which is what would have been taught at the time in Christian churches, but instead as an outcome tied to consciousness and belief patterns. Consciousness and belief patterns. Gals, that's what we do in Snippetland. I'm constantly asking you to be careful what you put into your consciousness, right? What are you feeding those eyes and ears? Constantly talking about mindset. We're constantly talking about our thoughts. We're constantly talking about our mental diet. Well, this is exactly what Flossie was doing with her book. Instead of saying that success and prosperity were based on luck or punishment, pray hard enough, be good, don't be a sinner and you'll have good stuff in your life, or be bad and you'll have bad stuff in your life. Instead, she said, hold on a second, hold on. Actually, it comes from consciousness and belief patterns. It comes from how you think about yourself, about others, about your world. In other words, exactly what we do here in Snippetland. That's why this is becoming very quickly one of the foundational books here in Snippetland and why I'm very happy to do a second annual look at The Game of Life and How to Play It. I hope I've got you excited, gals. We're going to come together with this book starting February 9th. As I say, if you want to go grab it, go ahead, enjoy. You could get the Audible version and have someone speak it to you while you're walking or riding or cleaning, or you could buy the book itself and read it. Do whatever you want, whatever feels right for you. But come on back here on the 9th and in between. Don't wait till then, of course. And together, we're going to go through Flossie's beautiful little book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. And we're going to learn more deeply from this amazing woman who, while living in an era that was very difficult for women, women weren't allowed to vote in her lifetime. Women weren't allowed to drive in her lifetime. Women had no power over their marriages, their money, their children. They had a lot of constraints. And yet Flossie was living the bohemian lifestyle in New York City. And man, if I could do one thing, go back in time, I'd love to just drop in on Greenwich Village Flossie and hang out with her for a couple of hours. But since we can't, we're going to access her thought, her power, and her strength through the game of life and how to play it. And I hope you'll join me starting February 9th. In the meantime, gals, if you want to come deeper into Snippet Land, want to feel some female power, because that's what we got going on here, go to the show notes today, tap the link, and try out the old Sacred Mirror. I love the Sacred Mirror. It's very popular. It's not open all the time. The Sacred Mirror is a simple online form where I ask you a couple of questions about your journey. You share a few sentences. That's it. Comes only to me and me alone. And I'll flip on my microphone and reflect back to you what I'm hearing. Give me a bit and I'll give you a bit back. It's not advice, not a sales pitch, a simple reflection. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.